Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA. Second time this week of us. If you listen to our podcast from yesterday, we recapped all of Bachelor at episode 1, so we're not going to be talking about that tonight, but you can go back and listen to the other one.
This tonight, you guys, this is all about my La La Land experience. Mm-hmm. I went and visited Courtney for Sunday and Monday.
It was quite the Sunday fun day.
Oh my god, it was so aggressive. Things like just escalated so quickly.
You guys, I had my my friends were like, Mary, would you ever like move to LA? And before Mary could even answer, I was like, she's not allowed to. I can't. You guys, when we are together, it does, well, it ends well, but just the next day is a little hard.
To say the least.
To say the least.
Like, okay. Did Courtney maybe find me in the fetal position in her room on top of the bed with one sheet on top of me?
Hypothetical. We'll let you decide the answer to that. Okay, so let's like tell everybody about our trip, because it was a pretty successful Bravo-centric trip.
It was well worth my last-minute plane fright. So basically, I arrive on Sunday and we go out to brunch. But our friend, our wonderful gay friend Joey was with us, and it was so fantastic. He was just like, it was like Three's Company.
Yeah, come on, knock on a door.
We've been waiting for you. So basically, we go to Courtney's house before. He brings a fabulous bottle of champs. Go to brunch, lunch, whatever you want to call it.
By the time we got there, it was like 2:30. So
it was kind of late. Have a couple more drinks, go back to Joey's, have a couple more drinks, mm-hmm. and then we decide we need to go to Pump. Mm-hmm. And we got a pitcher of margaritas.
I believe it was a Pump and Glory that we got. Joey knew the manager.
A better deal.
Yeah, it was a better deal. Guys, simple math. If they offer you a pitcher for $30 and a drink is normally $15, you go with the pitcher. You're going to get four drinks out of it.
We did get the pitcher.
Did we need the pitcher? No. We could have just had a pitcher of water, to be honest.
We were 5 drinks in at this point.
Either way. So Joey knows the manager of Pump, and he tells us like, oh, bummer. You know, Lisa's usually here on Sunday afternoon, but I guess she's not coming. And we're like, ugh, that's a bummer. Would have been fun for Mary to see Vanderpump. But like, oh, well, so be it. We'll just drink.
Whatever. We'll take selfies in the corner and have our margaritas.
And then, you guys, this fucking dog comes out of nowhere and is placed gently on one of her cloth-covered chairs. No, it's not Jiggy. It's not even Harrison. It's Schnooky and the top knot.
Schnooky with the top knot, the beautiful Cocker Spaniel with Sandy.
Mary, how do you know what kind of dog Schnooky is?
Okay, so Lisa Vanderpump comes in shortly after the dog is placed, mm-hmm. and then Ken. But I, thinking this was brilliant, you know, acting like I didn't know who Lisa Vanderpump was, ask Lisa herself. I go, oh, do you have a cocker over there? Is that a cocker? And she's like, I go, what's your cocker's name? And she's like, Schnooky. I was like, what? What's that?
Pretending she had no idea who Lisa Vanderpump was. Mind you, there had been velvet ropes erected to block them. She was dressed like a fucking parrot because she had just come from like Long Beach Pride or something like that. Lisa could not have been more disgusted with us.
And so I just keep on and like, oh, your cocker. I used to have the same kind. It's a really cute dog. She's like, mm-hmm. Like, stop talking to me. Leave us alone.
So then we just, like, hardcore creep for the next, like, 15 minutes until I think we realize, like, we gotta go. If any of you saw our Insta story, you knew how ridiculous it got. So,
But I am proud of us. Like, okay, so then we were, like, really taking the selfies with her in the background. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud of us for, like, knowing, like, we decided to leave before she did.
Yeah. You always leave.
We completed the mission. Yeah. And we recognized that.
Mm-hmm. We defused the bomb and we got out.
And then we went to serve.
Yeah. So after that, we figured the pitcher, that's just nearly not enough to finish that entire thing. We need more. So our next stop was down to Sir.
So we went in and we had a drink at Sir.
I believe so.
It's a little blurry there.
So I distinctly remember talking to the bartender, and her name was Kristen. And I was like, I hope you guys don't spell it the same.
And I also remember that girl.
They don't spell the same.
She was wearing full granny panties. Like, I saw her VPL, her Vizzle panty line.
Oh,
like
VPL with at LVP's resto.
I saw it, and I just remember, like, being pretty drunk and being like, that's weird. She's wearing full-butted underwear with those black pants.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. But they do they do play Vanderpump all day long on the TVs that are protected by glass. And then we had like two drinks there, which is like, guys,
we did.
Yes. Don't ever follow what we do. It's not okay. And as we left, they said, you're the better Kristen.
And then we proceeded to the alley.
The no trip is complete without proceeding to the alleyway.
And they had just the chairs out there.
The chairs were set up, and I was like, we must sit here. We must reenact a fight. We may have posted on our Instagram a photo of me and Mary. Mind you, before that, we had staged an entire fake fight. That doesn't make sense. It got physical. It is the weird... Alcohol is real interesting, everyone.
It was so creepy. Like... Then
we're not
good
people.
Going out.
We're
then we kept good. Going out.
We're not
that
good
was,
people.
We shouldn't have done that.
I think we should tell. So we tried to go to, guys, I'm obsessed with this place, Catch, and it will never let me in, ever. I got in once, but I was with other people who I think like snuck me in somehow. I don't know how I made it. This place will never let me in. I literally just walked in. I'm like, we're going up to the roof. He's like, no, you are not. I'm like, no, we're not. We'll see you later.
Wait, but why? Why is it like so exclusive or something?
Well, it's like people like Leo go there, and I don't know if you've met me, but not Leo's type.
Well, I think they didn't let us in because they were too intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, probably. So anyways, we go to the, I'm like, just keep walking. There's more places. We got to keep going. Guys, we should have been in bed at this point. Should have been in bed. We went to this place called EPLP. Mary has a $90 charge. I don't remember us drinking there.
Apparently we did because my bank statement the next day, I'm like, what's EPLP? Courtney's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, we went on that rooftop. I was like, oh, yeah, I do remember fanning off my vagina because, like, with my jeans on top because I had spilled all over the front of me. So I was using the fan in
you
the
guys,
bathroom.
Joey came back and he's like, you need to go over to the bathroom immediately. And I'm like, oh, my God, is everything okay? He's like, oh, no, you're going to love it. So I walk into the bathroom and Mary is literally, you know, the air hand dryers. Mary is literally, like, straddling it, trying to blow dry her crotch because she spilled water all over herself. She's also wearing white jeans, you guys.
It's just on the front. Like
it's just on the front, but it was just water, but it literally looked like she pissed herself. And I remember
thinking it was drying so fast.
I remember at one point I go, I think my purse is longer than yours. Stick it in front. Nobody'll notice. Anyways. That's
no,
our
like
summer.
I specifically want like I was like, God, this is really drying fast under here. Like this
it wasn't.
Is brilliant.
It wasn't. It was still soaking wet. Okay, so that was our Sunday. Literally, Mary can never visit me again. Like I died all day at work on Monday while she fetal positioned herself on my couch eating sweet potato chips and drinking every LaCroix in sight.
I must have had like six LaCroix that day.
So many. So then the real
pineapples. I like pineapples when I'm hungover.
Oh, interesting. Did you find them at Sprouts? Oh, good.
I bought a whole thing.
Oh, good. So then the real reason she came down here was for Watch What Happens Live.
Yes. We were disappointed. Nicole Richie backed out at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. So we had Hillary Horseface Swank.
Great body in person.
Great body. Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
And then we also had...
Kate Mara.
Right. DJ. She was pretty entertaining because she watches Housewives, so... She knew what was going on. Hillary Swank was clueless.
It's like, what I don't understand is, I assume that, you know, they're in LA because Andy's doing Love Connection or whatever. He's probably doing the press tour for it, so he's going to do...
Wait, Ramona's on Love Connection.
Oh, God, I would never want to date her.
I'm so excited for it.
I think it started tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it. Better set my DVR.
Yeah, so anyways, they why is he having people like Hillary? I guess though she was like still funny, but it's like if you're gonna have a show in LA, like you need to have Bravo super fans.
Absolutely, I feel like she was there just like promoting this new
mission statement, her athleisure wear line.
Right, I wasn't interested. They actually, I thought it was weird. They didn't even like, did they show any photos of it or anything?
Well, her dress that she was wearing was mission statement.
Oh, yes. They only said that in the after show.
Oh, yeah. But anyways, the real... So they came out and people applauded. But when DJ James Kennedy on the ones and twos came out, the crowd went wild.
And Courtney really made a statement. She's like, pump Taney!
I kept really wanting to just yell at him, pump Taney! Cosmopolitan! So finally, at the end of the show, we'll go back to the show, but at the end of the show, it gets a little silent. You know, the show's done, and I just yell at the top of my line, pump Taney!
And James looked at her.
We made eye contact, and he clapped and yelled, Cosmopolitan!
It was a connection.
I did not... Guys, I can't even tell you. Like, I was already in heaven being there, but, like, I was at the pearly gates, and he just let me in.
You really had a moment with him. That's special. That's special.
Also, James' girlfriend was there. She didn't have a seat, though. She had a seat against the wall.
Courtney was being so creepy. Her phone was dying. She's like, give me yours. She's, like, zooming in on her. He has all these, like, blurry, creepy pictures. I'm like, it's okay.
I just thought it was funny that, like, the girlfriend had to stand against a wall.
No, she was sitting in this. She was, like, moving around. Either it was way. Also, like, very informal. Like, they gave us drinks at it. Like, people mm-hmm. had out their cell phones. It was a pretty casual situation.
Yeah, they had an open bar. Well, you got two drink tickets, so you could have, like, a fresquila, a mazel, and, like, some other. I forgot what the other drink was. But, and then what was great, too, was that our friend Ariane that we were with hooked it up big time.
This was huge.
Her boss called us in a favor, and he said, you will meet Andy.
We really did.
We met Andy Cohen. Like, I thought I was freaking out about DJ James Kennedy acknowledging my existence, but, like, can you imagine at Bravo Andy acknowledging your existence? Let me side note that. He didn't really acknowledge our existence.
He touched us and took a photo.
But literally couldn't have waited to push us out faster.
It was pretty like, where's your camera? Get in line.
I tried to, we were going to promote ourselves, but like, it was just such a weird, like quick thing that I literally think I got out. I'm wearing a jumpsuit and I didn't know you loved him so much. Click. And I was like, oh fuck.
He was just like,
I love a jumpsuit. I'm like, love me.
But I know. He did it. Like was like, hi, and he was like, hi, and that was it.
Guys, it's really a strange thing when like someone powerful acknowledges your presence, but like also you could know that they don't care at all if you're there or not.
But anyway, he wanted to run out of there.
Yes. I was very
surprised.
He was
probably like, oh my God, this girl smells. God, she smells like vodka and beer. I was so hungover. I was dying.
Vodka, beer, sweet potato chips, and and disdain. And disdain.
And a little bit of barf.
Needless to say, it was a successful Bravo weekend.
And LVP showed up at Watch What Happens.
You guys, I literally said, if anybody shows up, if LVP shows up, I'm going to be so pissed. And she showed up. And I know, beggars can't be choosers. But like, damn it. Give me Erica. Yeah.
So tonight they have on, it's Erica, Kyle, and Bethany. And
no, I think that was last night, I think.
Oh.
Either way, it's just we missed... We went to a good show and we shouldn't toot our own horn. Like, we should not talk down.
We met God.
He's 5'10".
Oh, if I was, like, taller than him. I'm 5'7". I was wearing, like, 2-inch heels. I was taller than him.
Yeah, check our Insta and you can see our height. I'm 5'7". I was probably wearing like 2, maybe 3-inch booties. And
guys, Courtney is not 5'7". She's not 5'7".
Wait, I'm absolutely 5'7".
We did back-to-back. I was taller than you.
Mary, you have a ton of hair. All right, you guys, I'm 5'6¾". Moving on. Moving on. Let's get to the shows.
Okay, let's talk about the original Southern Charm. This is kind of my favorite show this week.
Really? I can't.
What?
I just. Guys, I'm Team Catherine.
Oh my God.
I feel bad for her.
Oh no, I really felt. I got emotional for Thomas this weekend.
Ugh.
His background story.
Oh, he's like, not his daddy doesn't love him. It's like, none of our dads love us. That's why we all have daddy issues. I'm sorry. It's true. Like, shut the fuck up. You grew up with a silver spoon.
I want to marry, like, someone like my dad. My dad's the best.
Great. But all I'm saying is, like, Thomas, you grew up with a silver. He's like, my mom took care of my Down syndrome brother. I'm like, yeah,
no,
she needed
I feel
to.
Like they're like, he's very, I it made me think of, I mean, he's clearly from a different generation than myself.
Yeah, because he's 75 and his dad is barely hanging on at 95. But his dentures, those are 12 years old. Oh my God.
I love how they had to put like subtitles for the dad talking.
Well, because his racist accent was just coming out hardcore. You couldn't understand. If you don't tell me that guy tries to get slavery reenacted all the time. I'm serious. That guy's a for sure racist.
I'm not denying that. But, okay, so his parents divorced when he was 10, and he's the youngest of 6, and, like, that was just a different time. I totally know those families back then. They had, like, it's when you had, like, 6 kids back then, you had one that, like, had some, like, mental issues, I feel like. And then poor Thomas was just, like, kind of taking care of himself.
Oh, see, I was going to say that Thomas was the one with mental issues and his brother just happened to have Down syndrome.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Thomas is the worst. I'm sorry. He's the worst.
No, I think I like him.
I'm sorry.
I do. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Listen, there has to be one person to go against the grain, and clearly that is you. Whose story I really connected with this week, though, was Austin's.
Oh my God, that kind of came out of nowhere.
I really started to like Austin this week. Him and his big tongue and his big sweaty dimples. Head.
It's dimples.
And his cute little dimples. Yes, I really liked him this week.
That was a pretty wild story. Like, his sister basically died because she fell off
like the side of a cliff.
Yeah And then he's like, oh, I know why my parents waited 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was really
he
soft.
Like, I feel like he saw the wine glass half full. He's yeah. like, well, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have my younger sister who I'm so close to.
Yeah, guardian angel. Yeah, I think.
But you are right about the tongue thing. He does has a lisp.
Yeah, but I guess he can do good things with his tongue. Like, you know, he has to watch his limit of how much he drinks so he can wiggle on top of Chelsea.
Oh my God, the wiggle on top of Chelsea.
And Landon's like, ew, I wish you'd do that against me.
Wait, and then I feel like they all eat with their mouth full.
Yeah, because their mouths are too, like, I'm telling you, well, the tongue, it's like he can't close his mouth properly. There's a lot of mouth breathers on this show. And so if they chew with their mouth closed, they can't live. They don't know how to breathe.
Okay. I get it.
Let me explain what a mouth breather is. I'm just kidding. But Landon is...
She's the worst. But I fucking loved how Austin called her out. He's like, so, like, what's the deal with Thomas? You like his money, basically, but you don't want to sleep with him.
Yeah. So, like, you want to fuck Shep. You want to marry Thomas.
And you want to...
kill yourself. Well, she wants to kill Catherine. What?
But she also wants to fuck Austin.
Well, she wants to fuck Austin, but she's like, but you have a girlfriend. I'm like, Landon, you're also like 46.
She's awful. I hope she doesn't get signed for next season.
I hope she didn't get signed for this season. Yeah, here we are.
Do you think Austin will get the callback?
Yes.
Is Chelsea going full-time next season? Yes. A real cast member.
Yes, and her and Cameron are going to go for a two-for-one special of getting those eyebrows fixed. They must go to the same person. They both have horrible eyebrows.
Oh, are they very thin?
Oh, you just... When you watch the show next time, you're going to see it.
All right.
You're going to see it. Okay.
Wait, didn't you like the part where Thomas was driving around with Kenzie and he was teaching her about history?
No, he does it all for the cameras. He's like, that's the Joe Ravenel Bridge. That's your granddaddy. Can you say Charleston?
We'll work on that one.
She's like, fuck you, Dad. Where's mommy?
No, I think they really like him. I'm...
She's like, mommy was playing with... Mommy said it was snowing yesterday. She means drugs.
She's like, I'm actually hanging out with this other baby that can't talk. The mom's name's Dorit.
She has a Coke den. Kenzie, would you like to have a Dorito with Jagger? Come to the Coke den, Kenzie. You're gonna love it.
I can like imagine Kenzie and Jagger playing together and Thomas and Dorit doing coke in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then Saint is over there just like, I have fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh my god. I'm laughing so hard right now.
Just think about it.
It's so dumb. Okay. Oh, wow.
Wait, okay. So let's talk about 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me? Let's talk about Naomi and Craig. I'm really worried about Craig. I think he's on drugs.
No, I am not worried about Craig. He barely put on deodorant in the morning.
That was a shining moment, though. I really enjoyed that.
He also sits at home and sews. And he's living in a delusional world. He's going to have a spin around next season because he passed the bar, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, the healer said he's going to have.
Exactly.
He's going to have his own law firm. Conover, yeah, Conover, and Conover.
Right. Like, so I'm just okay with it.
I just think, like, there's something where he's just always like, Naomi.
Yeah, he's on Xanax. Like, that's okay.
But a lot. A lot.
Well, I think to hang out with Naomi, you have to be.
Okay.
What's the deal with her nose?
Right? There's something weird about it. It's almost like she's been, like, frying pan face, but she's still really pretty.
No, it's
she
like...
Also, you know what she looks like?
Okay. Tell me.
I couldn't tell you the name of the movie, but it's a cartoon, and Angelina Jolie played a fish. It's a fish cartoon. Will Smith's in it. Angelina Jolie played a fish, and that's what Naomi looks like.
Okay. Unfamiliar.
Okay. I'm going to find a picture. Maybe we'll post it on Instagram. You guys can tell me if you agree or not.
Wait, the breakout star was Georgette, Patricia's friend?
Jor motherfucking Jet. Who is she?
She's first class.
She's a fucking disaster, I'll tell you that much. No! She is Sarah Michelle Gellar's character in Cruel Intentions, grown up.
Oh my gosh.
She for sure has a cross full of coke dangling from her rosary wrist.
Oh my gosh. Not at all. I highly disagree. I think she was a nice older lady that was sophisticated, that didn't talk about drugs, sex, or religion.
It takes money, honey. Title of her book, mantra of her life.
And you have to forgive.
I don't know. It's like, don't... When you play that card of, like, no four-letter words at the dinner table, no. Like, don't be that person who you know, grasps their pearls and is like, oh, my goodness. She's Patricia's business partner in the dog caftan business where, okay, so tell me this. I don't know. Was the Indian party, like, culturally appropriate? Absolutely not, right?
I know. I was kind of like wondering about that as well.
When she's like, but Michael, you look like Aladdin. I'm like,
oh my God. Michael wearing that hat.
Turban. I was like, oh God. Cameron came in and she's like, I feel like they came in like, na 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 na. And I was like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, it wasn't the most. Now, who was
your favorite party guest?
Georgette.
Oh, mine was Daisy. Daisy is back. Whitney's new fake girlfriend.
That situation is just super bizarre.
Why is she always wearing gloves? Can I go dark? Was she a former cutter? Always wearing gloves. To the elbow.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, I want you to ponder on it. I want you to get back to me, okay?
I really am. I'm literally looking out the window and thinking about that.
Okay. So the dinner party talk, like, they're all talking about whatever. Finally, Patricia's like, I brought a special guest.
I knew exactly it was going to be a psychic. All of these rich people, their level of, like, interest for psychics, medium,
like the unknown
telling is just amazing to me.
So Thomas asks if Cam has motherhood in her future. Yes, at the end of 2017. True.
Yeah. Actually, this woman was spot on.
Well, with one. That's the only thing that's come true so far.
No, and then Craig passing the bar. They talked about that.
Oh, yes. He'll pass the bar, but he'll own his own law firm. We'll see. Naomi and him are soulmates, which makes me happy. I'm glad for them. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Shep and fears monogamy. Or Shep fears being alone.
No, literally, they're like, is Shep going to be married? She's like, not anytime soon.
And Landon's like, ah, fuck. And I'm stuck with Thomas. They said Whitney's going to give Patricia a grandchild. I'm like, yeah, when him and his husband adopt a child, I'm excited for them. It's going to be great. No.
And then people ask, like, well, when she's alive.
Yeah. And they're like, yes. I'm like, oh, God. And the grandchild's going to be a dog. Whitney's getting a dog.
Yeah.
I hate Landon. When they're like, oh, Landon, your soulmate's in here. And Thomas is like, ha-ha, it's me, Landon. I'm like, no, it's not. You're disgusting.
I think she's so, like, superficial, though, and so obsessed with herself. I don't think she could physically get into a bed with him. Or
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple
skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
No, they'd Thomas I love penis. They'd I Love Lucy style it. Twin beds.
No, but Thomas would not stand for that. Actually, Thomas in real time, I think, is dating some nurse that lives in Santa Barbara.
Although Catherine this week accused him of dating the underage nanny.
Oh, wow.
Drums. And then...
What did you think about her letter?
The reason I just feel so bad is she's so young that, like, I know I've said this before, but she's, like, she's been manipulated. Like, she's just, like, trying to, like... She's, like, young, dumb, full of cum. Like, that is Catherine to the T. Like... You know what I mean, though? Like, she's just dumb. She's
like, always be slow copying.
Yeah, she's young, and she's just like, she thinks that sex is love.
Yeah.
Listen, when you get older, you realize it is not.
Yeah.
I heard from a friend. Oh my God, Mary, you really need to take care of that cough.
I know, every week.
But I felt bad. Like, her letter was, like, very mature. She really, like, you know, it was very insightful to hear her want to defend Thomas because of his dad. Remember, the dad's racist, pro-slavery. Okay? The racist, pro-slavery dad. Like, I just felt, like, so bad for her.
I mean, I think she put it into good words and, like, I'll always love you and... Just yeah, and like, I just like want to move this thing forward.
Yeah, they want to like co-parent, and I think that's like fair. What pissed me off is when they started bringing up. I was annoyed when they started bringing Catherine up at the Indian party. What'd you think?
What did they say?
Well, so one of the questions, like, Whitney asked was, like, will Thomas and Catherine figure, like, will they make amends? She called me the other day. And he, like, tries to, like,
fire
her. And I'm like, can we just leave her alone? Like, I totally agree with Shep and Craig. Like, you don't have to be friends with her. But, like, as a 23-year-old girl, like, just, like, be nice to her. And be open.
Also, but I kind of like what Cameron was saying. Like, stay out of it. Like, this shit is deep.
But
like,
I think there were two issues. There's two issues, though. There's stay out of their custody, but also you can be nice and forgiving to her. Mm-hmm. So those are two issues. Stay out of the custody, but be a friend. Forgiveness. If Georgette taught us anything.
Forgiveness is more than saying sorry. To forgive is
divine. So let's have a glass of wine.
And we'll have makeup sex.
Until the end of time. Amazing. Speaking of
the Ferris just friends.
Speaking of forgiveness and who can't, Ashley of Southern Charm Savannah cannot. She is a, first off, she's the star of the show. She's the breakout star, but she's also a fucking disaster.
But I also feel like she's really not gonna fit in ever. And like,
no, and that's okay. She needs to just get it.
But her arguing and bringing religion into that. So basically she's like upset because this girl confronts her because she's like, I feel really uncomfortable that you played strip golf with my fiance.
Right.
And she was literally in a black leotard that showed her nipples and her butt. Yeah.
And she did that. And I'm sorry, that is not a golf outfit.
No, it was lingerie.
Like, she showed up knowing she wanted to play. She was like, I want to see a little peen, and I'm going to show a little ass.
Yeah, no, she was completely insane. And they're also saying that she's insane because she doesn't get it at home because she hasn't slept with her husband in how long?
Like, 8 years. I don't know.
It's something bizarre. But basically, this she's like totally flips the fight
On Hannah.
And she's like, you know what? You are making me feel like our values and beliefs don't line up and that you're judging people for not living the way your life is. And I got kicked out of the church at 13 and this is hypocrisy.
Also, we think
you
that
can't
she...
attack me. And I was like, oh my God, this girl, I hate when people do this, when they turn fights. You did something wrong. When you do something wrong, own it! Own it! Own it!
I just thought it was like, it went from 0 to 100 and was like, Ashley, literally just be like, I'm sorry.
Stop playing the victim.
Yeah, and okay. What's the story with her getting kicked out of the church, though? Who was she fucking at 13?
No, she said the deacon was like, her outfits are inappropriate. And
yeah, so she was trying to fuck the deacon? What is that so wrong?
Something like that.
I just think she's just like annoying. She's just annoying and she's like, it's just too much. Also, I think she watched the regular Southern Charm where she sees 55-year-olds being friends with 30-year-olds. And so she's like, I'm 55. Why won't these 30-year-olds be my friend? Because if you tell me that they are all the same age, you're a liar.
She has an amazing bone structure, though. To pull off that haircut.
Well, remember, she's got more plastic surgery than Pam Anderson.
Is that what she said?
That's what they said. That's what Hannah said last week. So,
oh, okay.
So who knows what's actually real. We're Team Hannah on this one. Sorry, Ashley.
Oh, my God. And then Daniel, Hannah's boyfriend, has to hear about it. And he's just like, yeah, I'm at a loss for words. He's just like, whatever you want me to say, please tell me what to say. I want to be done talking about this.
Wait, Louis? Louis? Hannah's boyfriend?
I thought his name was Daniel.
No, Daniel's the one with the long hair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Coupons galore. Coupons galore.
Yes, okay, the trans. Yeah, that's his drag name. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so then because Daniel lost the bet. Yeah, Louis is like a pushover, and all he wants to do is just marry Hannah. Like, it's very interesting, this show. It's very much a difference of obsession here. Like, all the guys want to be with the girls. Like Louis,
true.
Like, Louis wants... wants Hannah, disgusting, pervy, fuck Lyle. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. He wants to be, he's like all over Catherine, just wants to be with her. Asm, and happy. I don't know what their story is, but like whatever. So two out of, I just, okay, first off, Lyle's disgusting. And who the fuck on national TV admits that he used to do photos of upskirts of girls? That's disgusting.
No, I'm like, that's, I'm trying crime. To figure out this cast.
So Lyle was inbred. His mom is, his dad is Peyton Manning and his mom is Eli Manning. And he's okay, the product of them.
Understood.
Yeah. He's disgusting. Nelson, as a waspy heterosexual male, like, Nelson.
His meetup with his mom for the poker night. He's like, okay, mom, so I'm having the guys over for poker night. Can you help me pick out some desserts?
He's like, do you think they want a salad? She's like, he's like, men don't eat salads.
She's like, you need to get wings and beer, Nelson.
She's like, all men know that. You're gay, honey.
I know. And he's like, I mean, people say I'm too close to my mom. And I just think of that as a badge of honor. He's like, I call her several times a day.
I mean, I call my mom several times a day.
It's a little bit weird for Nelson to call her.
Nelson is just, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to have some boy time because that's what us heterosexual males like to do. I'm like, no, Nelson, you like to go shopping with the girls. You go to the cottage shop. You like to buy bridal gifts. You like to drink champagne. You like to cross your legs.
Oh, my gosh. Him at the drag show crossing his legs and everyone's like, we hope Nelson doesn't get turned on too much.
He's like, as a waspy heterosexual male, of course I know who Lady Chablis is. I'm like, I've literally never heard of Lady Chablis. Like,
I know.
You know, he's like, as a heterosexual male, I have to do research on what America is watching today. So I've been watching this show on Logo called RuPaul's Drag Race. Strictly just for research purposes for when I go back onto the hill with my European girlfriend and we become Mr. and Mrs. President of the United States of America. Where you can be whatever you want, but be a waspy heterosexual male.
That was great. But did you see the SNL skit where they're like these guys in a mechanic shop and they're like,
oh yeah.
So why did you go?
I hear about the show on Logo. I think it's called Logo, right? It's like about like yeah. It's like
RuPaul's drag show. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah, like, that's where they played.
My girlfriend watches it sometimes.
Like sometimes, you know? I sit with her and I check it out with her. She wants me to. And then they Chris Pine like, and Erica Jane.
And then they do the Erica Jane son. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the show.
Okay, so also Nelson, he invites them over to poker night, yet he doesn't know how to play poker.
Like, but that's what heterosexual males do. They play poker.
He's like, you guys want to play with Monopoly money?
Like, he's like, so if I hop over your checker with the green checker, do I get to king you? He's like, Nelson, heterosexual males don't fuck each other. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know anymore. With sexuality these days, it could be happening. Who knows?
And then the night ends pretty weird because he says
it's a really strange ending.
I had to Google that word. I didn't know what they said.
Yeah, we're not going to repeat it.
No, but I literally had to
Google it. But it rhymes with Schwartz.
I was like, racist word in Yiddish.
That's similar to the N-word.
Yeah, I Googled it.
Yeah.
I've never heard that word before.
Also, like, is that in
Have
his
you heterosexual... Have you heard that word
I've never heard... Is that in his heterosexual male vocabulary? Like, where did he come up with this? And why did he say it?
That's just, like, dirty, deep south
But why did he say it? Term.
I think it's pretty weird down there.
Clearly. It's really strange.
Well, I'm like live in San Francisco and I literally was talking about this. I drove past the bus stop and there was this man. He like had his leg, like he was missing half of it and he put it to the side, like because he has a prosthetic. Like, and okay. I was at the stop sign and he was waiting at the bus stop and I was just like, oh, that man's leg's just sitting right next to him. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like I see so much weird shit every day, but these people are all waspy.
They're like, in Savannah, it's okay if you have a prosthetic leg and you leave it out. That's just what we do here in the South. You're like, okay. And you don't
Daniel the Jew doesn't even fit in.
Yeah. Yeah. Being the minority, a white male who happens to also be Jewish.
And he was like getting, so first I thought he was kind of endearing. I was like, he moved home. He became a lawyer, like trying to not tarnish his family's name. And then he started creeping me out. Like,
okay, I was really liking him until that scene where he came out of the bathroom.
He went in the woman's bathroom and they're like, did you get a blow pop? I was like, a blow pop? I was like, I thought people call them BJs.
Blow pop. I've never heard of that either. I think it's really
Learned a lot this episode.
Yeah. Again, the more you know. you guys would know what that meant if you listened to our podcast from yesterday.
The more you know.
Okay, so he gets a BJ, and then I'm like, Daniel, like, you were the shining star. You were, like, the good person on this show, and now you're just one of the dogs.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Also, and then, yeah, before we get into that, because I feel like that's the end of the show, can we just talk about him as coupons galore?
Oh, yeah. He got tucked.
He was not a good-looking man in drag.
I feel like I've seen this on Bravo before.
Right. Like,
we saw Sia. We saw.
Yeah, like, Vanderpump, they know how to do drag. This did not. This was, like, the starter episode. They should have shown this season before Vanderpump. This was a letdown.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so go ahead. Go back to the meal that they're having, or the drink they're having.
Right. So they're having the drink outside, and he's like, I just really want you guys to give Ashley a chance. And then basically Lyle's like, I think she's a compulsive liar, and I heard she's not a stylist but a bag handler at the airport and works for Delta.
What?
That's like also a really random job.
But it's also true.
Is it?
Yes, it's true.
How do you know?
They got into a Twitter feud. Drums. Okay. There's some drums. There's Twitter feud. She's like, I have to pay for this lifestyle, so what? Where she like doesn't really admit it, but she doesn't really actually deny it either.
Right.
It's very interesting. I'm like, when does she do that? Like, when do you bag handle? Like, five? She works like the graveyard shift? What does she do?
So, I guess her tagline for Bachelorette would be bag handler for Delta.
Yeah. Well, probably be stylist / bag handler. shoot, there was something I wanted to say and now I can't remember, but let's move on. And if I think about it, you know, I'll pop back into it.
Yes. Let's go to New York. They head up.
I thought about what I wanted to say. Wait, okay. Going back. What is the open container policy in Savannah? You can drink anywhere. We're going to Savannah. Anyways,
I'm really willing to do a Southern Charm trip after this LA success.
No, actually, no, we can't do that. I can't be anywhere with you. I can't be anywhere with you.
When are you coming to visit me again?
Never.
Yes, you are.
When they do the next season of Real Housewives of San Francisco.
I'm the star.
Okay, perfect, perfect. okay, sorry. Let's fly over to New York right now. Berserkshires.
They're going to the Berserkshires and everything's going to be nice. I am not offended by Dorinda's decorations. Are you?
I'm not offended. They are just, it is a lot. Creepy. It is a lot. It's a little creepy. It's a little much for me. I liked her light balls though. Those balls.
Yeah, those were cool.
Those were cool. I'm into it. It's just like, there's like a billion Santas. There's like the row of nutcrackers. It's just, there's a lot. It's eccentric, and it's an acquired taste. It's a Ramona, if you will.
Right, right. It's a Ramona. I don't know. There's something, like, when I, like, was watching it, I was like, I'm ready for Christmas already.
Well, I'm also like, man, this episode was taped, like, 5 months ago.
It is pretty far out.
Whenever they do that, it, like, kind of takes away from the show for me because I'm like, ugh.
I know. Like, it would be more exciting if we knew Tom and Luann didn't get married or something and we're watching that demise.
I'm sick of that storyline.
I'm pretty fascinated by it.
By how everybody's obsessed with it and she's just like, we know she doesn't care. She doesn't care.
How can you not care though?
if you have an understanding, like, first off, they are so awkward together on camera. That whole the walk in the park thing was so weird.
It
was
they're the so same boring. Height.
I think she's taller.
Yeah, she might be taller. And then, yeah, it's super forward. And he, like, puts her down.
Yeah, he's like, and so, like, I'm going to give you another foot on your chain from the kitchen to the dining room. And I was like, I don't
really
like
uncomfortable.
But is this like a ball and chain joke?
It was or slavery. Not a good joke.
It did not connect. She's like, haha, you're funny, Tom. Shut the fuck up. The cameras are on.
Oh, and I can't believe he's never been married.
I can. He's a dirty dog.
I know, but those dirty dogs, I mean, he's up to his same old tricks.
But doesn't he?
It sounds like he has an affair on the side, though. It's not even like random woman that he meets out and makes out. It's like a consistent affair.
Well, it sounds, though, like it's just people that he's already fucked previously. So it's like he's not adding another number. He's just continuing the roster, you know? I don't know. The whole thing's weird. And it's like, I don't know. I just think, like, let it go. If that's your biggest storyline this season, like, oh my God.
No, but I think they're, like, uncovering more and more shit.
But what does it matter, though? What does it matter?
Okay, so I guess I'm coming from the standpoint of, like,
she doesn't want to know. She doesn't like when they tell her. She's trying to save face. She can get married and then get divorced, and we can play the victim of Luann, the divorce.
I just think what he's doing is so morally wrong and that he needs to be stopped. And so these women are like, they're just trying to stop him.
But, like, I feel like they should just confront him then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, Also, I need them to stop pushing Bethany and Frederick down my throat.
I know.
I don't care. Like,
the crossover.
Bethany is just so fucking annoying. Like, literally everything she does is like, if you're on the show, be on the show.
I don't know if she's going to come back next season.
No, because she's going to do this show now.
She's not getting, like, a great warm welcome.
But because she decides, like, everybody's a cast member, she thinks she's better than everybody, which, yes, technically, like, you probably are, right? Like, in business, whatever.
I know. I was, like, thinking about it. I'm like, this year in real estate, she sold, like, $11 million in real estate on just her two houses.
Which is, like, amazing, and we're happy for you. But if you sign up for an ensemble show, be a part of the ensemble.
Right.
And also, I think she's so smug when she's like, oh, we both picked $5.25 million. And, like, we get it. You're rich.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when she was passing out her samples at Costco.
Uh-huh. And nobody
was there. Showed up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember your beginnings, bitch.
Never forget.
Never forget. Okay. Tinsley and her mom.
Adored her mother.
So cute, and,
oh,
right?
My God. That camp scene.
I died. I was like,
this was like literally my mother. like she would like you more if you were skinnier. And she's like, oh my God, honey, you look fantastic. Like, let's go out and have fun. You look great. And then it's like,
oh, so you, a few months you later, had fun.
Oh, honey.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we have to go shopping for a little bit snugger clothes, less snug clothes.
Tomorrow we're going on a hike and you're not eating breakfast till noon.
I just, it's also.
Here's some cottage cheese and fruit, honey.
Also.
No supper.
Like, she's like, go say hi to your dad.
Oh my God, that was
he's creepy. He's ashes in a box. I'm like, she's like, hi, daddy. I'm like, oh my God. Or Tinsley's mom is like, mommy dearest.
Wait, didn't they say that.
They got divorced?
Yeah, so
they got divorced and then he died, but I don't know. The story's really weird. I don't know if I trust of what Tinsley says.
And
she still thinks she's having a baby.
I had no problem with her, you know, going to that lunch. Literally, freaking Sonia is going delusional on her. You cannot use my assistant to open the door!
What if the dog gets let out? What if the hats? There's something wrong with the hats. I'm like, Sonia, what if it was a package for you and the dog got out?
She's bad.
Like, that whole argument, I was like, you're a fucking nutcase, Sonia. Like, that whole argument. Like, why do you hate Tinsley so much? You know why she hates Tinsley? Because Tinsley's getting more attention. She's
prettier, younger version.
Exactly. And she's living the life that Sonia used to live.
Yeah. And does Connor get paid?
Yeah, and dog treats.
Okay. Yeah.
Dog treat.
He probably
dog
actually treat, lives at the house for rent free.
I think that's probably how she pays him. I think she used to do that with her interns, and then the state of New York said that's illegal. But whatever.
Is that?
I don't know. So for some reason, she's not allowed to have interns anymore. Now they're assistants, because I think as an intern, you're supposed to get college credit or be paid legally as the word assist intern.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I think Connor gets dog treats. He gets brown ice, and he gets free water from the bidet whenever he wants. I think that's about fair. It's just I'm sick of her being so passive aggressive to Tinsley. Like, either have her live in your house or like say it's yeah. not enough. Like,
well, she doesn't get the rules. There's rules here.
It's like, no, the rules the are rules. Whatever. Sonia. It's just Sonia's not having a good season.
Then she's like dips her finger in the mashed potatoes.
The mash. Like,
this is good.
Like these are good mashed potatoes. I'm like, oh god, I don't want those anymore. Who knows where that finger's been.
Do you think she was having red wine or Diet Coke?
Oh, she's on the sauce.
No, I know that, but I think in that cup specifically.
Diet Coke with red wine mixed in. It's a very Italian drink.
What is that called? Tyler used to always drink those.
Oh, I have no idea.
I used to drink them too. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. The Italians know what's up. Come hang out with us.
All right.
Carol meeting Adam's, or Carol with Adam's parents. I'm like, is she the same age as Adam's mom?
That was really uncomfortable. And like I said, I feel like she's just wasting his time.
Well, right.
She can't have kids. I guess they can adopt, but it's like she doesn't want
kids at 51. There's no way. And I thought he didn't want kids.
I know. I just feel like she needs to like let him go.
It's also, I also still think it's weird that she's like such good friends with Lola, the mom, but her mom's never met him.
I know.
Like, that makes it even... I was thinking, oh, they must just not have met the parents.
Yeah.
Also, it's called a Calimocho.
Yes, Calimocho.
Calimocho, sure.
Calimocho.
Sure. Okay, exactly. It was kind of funny. Like, once everybody got there, you know, like, Bethany and Carol, they have to share a room together.
Friendship is so fucking lame.
It's just Carol up Bethany's ass.
Yeah.
What does Bethany do for Carol?
I don't know. I don't know where this bond came out of.
It like kind of made sense in the beginning, and now I'm like, I just don't get it because she's just so fucking rude. Like, Bethany's so rude.
I know, and like Carol's just like this like crazy like mellow energy of just zen.
Like, she's just
Carol's
like chills
starting to look really weird though.
Well, yeah, it's her fillers. Also,
her veneers are too big still.
Also, so on the morning of Dorinda's birthday, when everybody's in their pajamas, what's with all the fur?
Oh my god, they're all wearing fur and had their hair done. It was fantastic. And then Dorinda's just like so straight up. Her clothes are awful. Like, yeah. She was wearing regular PJs, not cute.
No makeup.
No, got her glasses on her head, and then...
But I kept thinking, though, I was like, oh, like, look at that setup. Like, oh, she made it nice. And then that was the theme of the day.
Yeah.
The cake. The cake even said, I made it nice. The line is, I did it nice. But for some reason, I made it nice just stuck. I don't know. Anyways, Mary, stop yawning. Be into this. Oh my gosh, you guys. Also, Dennis sent Bethany flowers.
I couldn't believe she didn't like rip him for that. Why'd you send flowers?
Wrong. Spelled his name wrong. Or spelled her name
her
wrong.
Her name. Yeah.
And then said... What did he write? Something so stupid. How do I love thee? Let me count the way. She's like, cha-ching one, cha-ching two, $5.25 million house. I just hate her. I hate her. And then they have to, like, Dorinda has to confront. They're like, Dorinda, it's on your birthday, so we got to talk to you about Luann and Tom.
No, I appreciated Dorinda's approach to it. And she was like,
she also said, I'm not the village idiot callback from when Bethany called her that at the reunion.
Good point.
Yeah. I think it's stupid. I just don't think that they should like, just drop it. Still drop it.
Yeah. Well, Dorinda like kind of, I feel like, you know, brought it up, but said it in the most kind of casual way. And it was just like, you know what? Do you trust him? If you do... and you're happy, then go for it. If you feel good about it.
Exactly. Fine. Leave it alone.
And it's like, we all know what's really happening.
Yeah. But it's fine.
But if whatever. You're going to be okay with it, then...
Hey, Luann.
Go for it.
Make it nice.
She already did. I mean, it's done. They're
happy. They
went to South Africa.
I hear Cape Town's lovely.
I would really like to go there as well.
I would. Maybe we'll go on a trip. No, I can't go anywhere else with you. You guys, it's getting late and I literally have to go to bed because I haven't been able to catch up on sleep.
Since I've left.
Since you've been here and left. This girl's gotta go.
Okay. Well, thanks for judging us with us.
Yes, hopefully you guys made it to the end.
We're having a mellow weekend.
Yeah. Mary's going to Tahoe tomorrow. There's no mellow. Can't wait for the stories next week. Until then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.